Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So recently, hip-hop artist turned media personality, Jamar of hip-hop group Brand Nubian, made an appearance on comedian Godfrey's podcast. Now, I know his name isn't just Jamar, but his stage name makes reference to him as a deity, and I don't feel comfortable referring to another human being in such a manner, so I'm only referring to him as Jamar in this episode. But he was on Godfrey's podcast recently, where he engaged in a heated debate with Professor Dave on the shape of the Earth. Now, for those who don't know, Dave Farina is a science YouTuber and educator. He believes the Earth is a sphere, and Jamar believes the Earth is flat. Now, the purpose of this episode isn't to discuss astronomy, the shape of the Earth, or anything of the sort. I just want to focus and cover this interaction between these two men, because I believe there are so many interesting contrasts and dynamics at play that occurred in this debate. I don't really care about the subject matter. I'm just interested in the interaction itself, because I think it provides a lot of valuable takeaways. Now, what I observed, and will try to explain in this episode, is the various lessons that we can gather from this debate, because I think there's a lot. So I'm going to start with this clip here. Let's give it a listen and hear what they have to say.
Why you are against what he believes? How about that?
Yeah, Flat Earth is the dumbest hoax in human history. Jamar just watched some videos by Eric Dubay, who just spews a bunch of bullshit, memorized what he says, and repeats it and pretends to be intelligent. Instead, everything you say is so insanely stupid and can be disproven with, like, middle school level physics.
Really?
So, yeah, we can go ahead and you can rattle off your
talking points. Do you have a working model of a ball that has water sticking to the outside of it?
So you heard that. Now, the first key takeaway that I immediately noticed is how Dave started the interaction instantly to attack Jamar. There were no pleasantries, introductions, or acknowledgement of the person he's engaging in dialogue with. He just delved straight into insults. Now, I believe he did this for two reasons. Number one, it was to discombobulate Jamar in the heat of the conversation, so he can't really get his points across in a comfortable manner. But also, number two, he was expressing his level of contempt that he holds towards him. Now, I didn't know much about him before this interaction, but as I was doing research, it became clear to me that he's someone who is an ideologue. Now, an ideologue is just someone who's really driven by their ideologies. And his ideologies are deeply rooted in science, and he appears to be someone that is a progressive liberal. And through my undergraduate studies, my lived experience, as well as my observations, I noticed he's one of those people that are not open or receptive to diverse viewpoints. And this is not an aspersion or indictment on his character, it's just an observation. And we see that there are people who are like this. For example, do you remember the pandemic? If anyone dared question the efficacy of masks, the lockdowns, the mandates, or even the vaccines themselves, there was a certain level of vitriol that people were met with. So for someone such as himself, who has a formal education in the field of science, He is not open nor interested in hearing any other ideas that's not rooted or reinforced by science. Now understand, there are people who are like this in life. Whether they are liberal or conservative is irrelevant. There are people who are firmly rooted in their belief and closed off to anything else. And I'm not even talking about being open-minded to changing their mind. I just mean they don't want to hear anything else. And it is imperative to be able to recognize these people and abstain from engaging in any form of debate with them and just keep your thoughts and ideas to yourself. Now, what Jamar could have done and what I would have done is remain silent, let him go on his little diatribe and say, you know what? I don't appreciate you coming at me like that or speaking to me like that. Now, if he tries to interject, I would immediately say, excuse me, when I'm speaking, you shut up and listen. If you wanted to have a conversation, you can speak to me with respect and we can engage in a conversation civilly. But since you want to come here like a pompous asshole, I won't waste my time speaking to an obnoxious piece of shit such as yourself. And I would have said that verbatim. Then I would tell Godfrey, your boy has been disrespectful. Either tell him to apologize or tell him to get the fuck out of here and end the video call. See, what you're doing is you're putting him in his place. You're letting him know to either humble himself and apologize or he's going to get hung up on. It's the power play that would have put Jamar in a position of dominance. But because his personal views were attacked from the jump, he was caught off guard, so he couldn't really think under this pressure. But trust me, I know guys like Dave, and this is something that would have put him in his place real quick. But here's the thing. Many conversations are not meant to be had. If you can learn to keep a vast majority of your conversations with people on a surface level, you'll spare yourself a lot of problems and headaches. Because nothing good or beneficial comes out of debates. No party ever comes out and says, man, you know what? I was wrong. Both sides will dig their heels in even deeper and will stick with their perspectives. Now, on social media, it's all the rage for various content creators to say, let's have a debate on different subjects. And these debates are nothing more than mere entertainment. The content creators debate, they get views, and then they get money. Then they'll go on their respective platforms and say, I won the debate. I won the debate. Their audiences will comment and say the content creator who they already support, that their viewpoint won. So the audience may get a good show. The debaters get paid. And that's about it. But no one changes their mind from the debaters to the audiences. And it was really just time spent watching people go back and forth. But us as individuals, we gain nothing from debating in our everyday life. It'll drain energy and waste our time. So I would suggest don't bother with these types of debates. Just keep conversations on a basic, simple, and surface level. It's much more peaceful than engaging in a debate that, let's be real, will not be conclusive because no side is gonna budge. But that's just one part. I'll play another clip and then I'll share my other takeaways from it.
Things fall down to the ground.
Because they're heavy, because they have density.
That's okay, what is heavy? What is weight? Do you even know what weight is?
Oh my.
What's
goodness.
Weight? Tell me the definition of weight.
It's your fucking head on your fucking shoulders, you fat head
someone's
bitch.
Getting a little sassy because he doesn't know the answer to the question. What
we're
is
not going
to
sit here and talk about all this.
We're not going to sit here and define words that you don't
yes,
know.
Yes, define words. We're talking about what's heavy and what's light.
Yeah, so what does fucking heavy mean, dumbass? You said the word heavy. What is heavy? What is weight? What is weight? What does that mean? You don't know the definitions of the words you're using.
Bro,
Should I define
weight? Tell him.
Define weight.
Here I go.
Look it up if you want.
A body's relative. Hold. Here we go. A body's relative mass or the quantity of matter contained by it, giving rise to a downward force. The the heaviness of a person or thing.
By virtue of its position in a gravitational field. Things have weight because gravity exists.
See, you say these things. These are definitions.
Definitions of words.
These are definitions that are given by people who are here
who study things
to
who are here to
reinforce a certain position. I'm talking about common
money
sense
can't
shit.
Change
Did
the
he just
laws
say, sweetie?
Physics. There's
a f***ing
amount of money that can change the laws.
Yo, this nigga just say, sweetie? Yo.
There's no conspiracy here. You can't change what
listen.
Is.
I'm talking about common sense. I'm not getting into all of this.
You're not talking about
Do you feel like
common
you're moving?
Common sense has nothing to do
do
with any
of this. You feel like you're moving.
You can't just intuit how the laws of physics work. You have to probe them and learn about them, study them.
Listen.
That's what
we know about these things, bro. And all
like
this
we
shit
do
you're
and
talking
you
about
you
is some bullshit. Like, do you know about crepuscular rays? What are crepuscular rays?
It appears to diverge because of perspective, kind of like railroad tracks.
What do you mean
right?
appears to diverge?
It appears to from the perspective, from your perspective.
So can you trace
observer,
the rays back to its source?
What do you mean? Yeah, okay, there's the sun, sure. What?
How far
you
away?
Know what you're trying
how
to say.
Far
like
away is
the
sun? Is the sun 93 million
like,
miles away?
Okay, you already changed the set. You're already jumping away from the thing that you brought up.
No. It's not a matter. I'm talking about common sense, bro.
Okay, so there was a lot that was said there, and I want to try and unpack it. Now, Godfrey is a good guy and a hilarious comedian. I even went to a couple of his shows, and at one of them, me and my friends, we got a chance to meet with him after and speak with him. You know, he's a good dude and a real cool guy. Now, when Dave called Jamar a dumbass, I personally thought Godfrey should have stopped him and said, chill out, that's my guy. You know, I respect you both, but let's keep this conversation civil. There's no need for any of these insults. We're just having a conversation. Now, as the host and the de facto moderator for this impromptu debate, you have to maintain some level of decorum and civility between the debaters, but also for the purpose of the platform itself. But that's just one quick observation as a side note. The other elements that I really want to discuss, and there's a few different things, but they're correlated and interconnected. So just let me cook for a moment. The first is, and really, it's the reason for the title of the episode, is to know what you're talking about. Now, it could be perhaps because of the insults and the abrasive nature in which Jamar was met with that he's having a difficult time articulating his views, or it could be that he's not as well versed on the topic as he thinks he is. Now, if you're going to hold a belief, especially one that goes against the grain or goes against mainstream popular beliefs, you really need to know your stuff and know what you're talking about in order to substantiate your beliefs. So it is commonly accepted that the Earth is a sphere. That is the baseline and is the widely accepted belief. Now, to be honest, I'm not really sure why it's such a hot button topic. I know a few years ago, Kyrie Irving, he went on a podcast and he said that he saw some content that, and he believed at the time that the Earth is flat. And then everyone went in an uproar over his comments. Now, I personally recall that being the contemporary moment that this discussion has been front and center on a mainstream level. But nonetheless, Jamar believes the Earth is flat. Now, does he genuinely believe this? Or does he just have a deep mistrust in institutions that he doesn't believe anything they say? Now, only he knows. But if he's going to hold this belief, that's perfectly fine. However, once you start speaking on it publicly, you better know how to communicate it effectively.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are a lot of Professor Daves out there in the world who are devotees to various topics and causes. So if you're going to publicly espouse views like this, you have to be well-informed and able to articulate yourself. Now, here's the thing. Being a great debater isn't just about getting your points across succinctly and effectively. It's also about being knowledgeable on what the opposing viewpoints are and being able to counteract them. So even if you're going to hold a belief, it's good to know various other viewpoints to reinforce your belief or to see the flaws in others. So if Jamar is going to take a position that the earth is flat, which again is perfectly acceptable, did he understand the reasoning for why it is universally accepted that the earth is a sphere? Did he review any of the studies or the research behind it? I'm willing to wager he probably didn't. His arguments in this debate showed me he didn't have the intellectual, scholarly, or scientific understanding to be able to really have this debate in a meaningful way. Which brings me to my next point. Echo chambers can do more harm than good. When you spend time in spaces, whether it be online or in person, constantly hearing your ideas and your ideas alone, it makes you ignorant of the opposing sides and the various differing opinions. Now, Jamar is someone that used to be a frequent collaborator with DJ Vlad on the Vlad TV platform. Now, I used to watch those interviews. I found them to be entertaining, especially during my undergrad years. But he also hosts his own podcast, and he regularly appears on the platform Art of Dialogue currently. And I'm sure he goes on Godfrey's podcast every now and then. Plus, I can imagine that he probably consumes content that espouses very similar views to his own. So here's the thing. He spends a lot of time in echo chambers. I've seen him speak about this flat earth stuff on the Art of Dialogue, I would say maybe about a month or two ago. I didn't think much of it because, like I said, I don't really care for this topic. But he was sharing his views and explaining it. When he was, I did notice that the interviewer was silent and just letting him speak. Now, guys like Art of Dialogue or Say Cheese TV, they're not there to hold debates. They won't challenge or press their guests too far because they don't want to make their guest uncomfortable and ruin the relationship because they're just focused on the current content and being able to make future content as well and maintaining that relationship. So debating is not good for business. And ironically enough, after this debate, Jamar doesn't seem to like Godfrey anymore or they're not as cool. And this episode got taken down altogether. So like I'm saying, debates that can get personal are not good for business. But anyways, a couple of months ago, he was doing the interview with Art of Dialogue, and when he was explaining his flat earth beliefs, he wasn't challenged on his views. He just spoke about it uninterrupted. Now that silence of being uninterrupted, combined with the confidence that it's being spoken with, it can make Jamar seem like someone who is knowledgeable and credible on the subject. But it's just that he wasn't met with opposing views to put his hypothesis under test. So he's saying this on a platform being unchallenged. And then the people in the comment section are saying, yeah, yeah, he's right. And so this further reinforces his belief. Plus, I'm sure he's watching people on YouTube and social media saying that the earth is flat. So he's being fed and reinforced simultaneously. And this is precisely how echo chambers work. And that's precisely why they aren't good. Now that he's having a debate with someone who is in academia, who studies science, you see the disparity in their debate styles. Now, like I said, part of it may have been that he was caught off guard by Dave's abrasiveness and his aggressiveness, but that doesn't make up for the gap or disparity in knowledge. Now, everything that he was saying, buoyancy, weight, gravity, convergence, Professor Dave had a response for everything. And it got to a point where it seemed like Jamar was backed into a corner. And we saw at certain points that he was resorting to insults, that he was visibly flustered. I mean, which is understandable to an extent, but there is a way to navigate these things. And like I said earlier, he should have put him in his place and reestablished his frame real quick. But overall, it just seemed that he didn't have the acuity or information to challenge him on an intellectual or scholarly level. Now, this ties into the last thing that I want to get into, and this might be controversial or come off as mean or offensive to some people, but I gotta call it how I see it. Truth is truth. And I noticed this, especially, you know, on the internet and with the proliferation of social media, there are a lot of self-proclaimed experts and self-proclaimed thought leaders. And it's gone to a point where I can't take most people seriously. Now, I believe in balance. But when someone starts going to extremes, I'm going to look at you sideways. Now, I see people on social media and on these platforms talking like they're experts, but really have no qualifications to be speaking on the things they discuss. However, there are people who may have formal education or vocations that were once part of the system or these institutions, but then they left to independently practice, right? For example, alternative medicine. But I believe that those people provide real value, right? But for someone on the internet who just says they're an expert and their qualification is, trust me, bro, that doesn't cut it for me. Now, I've seen one dude say that humans don't have carnassial teeth. And I don't even think he used that term. But we don't have teeth like lions. And our bodies can't eat or process raw meat the way that theirs can. Therefore, that means humans shouldn't eat meat at all. And this is exactly what I'm talking about when I say these extremes. There is no nuance or further exploration of the different species, just extremes. You can't eat meat. And this person also said, stop drinking water. You have to eat your water. Now, mind you, this is a dude with no background education or formal training in science. And I'm not saying it like you need a formal education to be taken seriously, because Fauci is a doctor with a formal education, and I don't trust a word he says. He could say it's raining, and I can see that it's raining, and I still wouldn't believe him. But still, there has to be some sort of credibility a person possesses to be able to speak on different matters. Now, in the example that I gave, this is just a dude on the internet saying these things about the consumption of meat and water. And in the comments, you just see people saying stuff like, yo, facts, that's facts. What facts? Where? Now, I have what I consider to be a healthy mistrust of the system, and I believe they lie about many things. But that doesn't mean I'm going to gullibly follow someone on the internet who doesn't have a level of pedigree or knowledge, and that is just talking to talk. Now, these are people, and I'm not trying to be mean, but these are people that sound smart to gullible, uninformed people. Now, a guy like Jamar is a good example in this case of the flat earth debate. Now, he may say some things that make sense in other topics, But that doesn't then mean that he can expand and start talking about things outside of his scope. Now, if you're a flat earth believer, this debate made the belief look like it doesn't have much credibility. It was not a good showing on his part. And that's the thing. Know what you're talking about. Don't speak on things you can't reinforce or defend. Now, if Jamar said, look, I believe the earth is flat. I don't care what information or anything that you're going to present. I don't believe that it's a sphere. I believe it's flat. That's one thing. I can accept that. But when you want to start speaking in terms of science and getting involved in that kind of a discussion, he wasn't able to use a scientific method the way Professor Dave was to be able to illustrate his point. And I think that hurt him a lot more than it helped him. But really, the last thing that I really want to discuss about all of this is don't waste time on idle subjects. Now, for me, I was always taught the earth is a sphere. And I know people in previous generations, the common belief was that the earth was flat. But over time, the perception has shifted. The science changed. Now the earth is universally recognized as a sphere. But I never cared enough to ponder on this any further beyond what I was told in school. Now, suppose the earth is flat. What changes? Suppose the earth is a sphere as we've always commonly believed it to be. What changes? Life continues to go on. So why waste time on this discussion? How does this benefit or help? As people, we should always want to learn and self-develop, for sure. But with so much happening in life, and competing demands, certain things must be prioritized. Now think about it this way. There's 168 hours in 1 week, right? In 7 days. Let's say you work a full-time job. A minimum 40 hours is gone. Let's say you sleep 8 hours a night. That's an additional 56 hours. So 96 hours in the week is gone. You're left with 72 hours. Spread that out over 7 days, that's about 10.2, let's round up to 10.3 hours in a day. You might have a family, hobbies, commuting, or other obligations in your life. Do you really want to spend your time busying yourself with something that has absolutely no bearing on your life? It's important to educate yourself, yes, but I would say educate yourself on tangible, beneficial things that will serve you goodness. Now, if you're someone who has a principle or belief that we're being lied to, you don't need to know the shape of the earth to determine whether or not you're being lied to. There's far more apparent things you can point to that can show that we're already being lied to. The size and shape of the earth, whether it is a sphere or it's flat, it makes no difference. When I came across this debate on my feed, these are the different thoughts that crossed my mind, and I just wanted to come on here and share it with you guys. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.